Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, where the time is 8:16. It's time for our live local interview, and I have three very special guests in the studio with me today. Sarah Todd is here. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
Reagan Wingard, good morning.
Good morning.
And Aiden Lafreniere.
Yo.
Yo. So this group of students from Sitka High have extended their winning streak in mock trial. So they just came back from Anchorage in April and won the fourth straight Alaska championship in mock trial. And we're here to talk all about that. And I think I'm going to start, Sarah, I guess I'll start with you. Tell me a little bit about mock trial.
So mock trial is a very extensive program. It lasts several months. Typically, we get our case in about November, and then we either at the end of March or beginning of April, we go up to the state competition. And you spend those first couple of months just trying to familiarize yourself with the case and get everything figured out that way. And then you start polishing things in. So we've got witnesses and attorneys. The witnesses are memorizing a role that they will then perform in front of the court. And then the attorneys are exactly as they sound. They're the lawyers in this situation. It's several months. It can be a lot of work, but overall, it's extremely fun. And overall, it's a really fun experience that I'm really glad to have been able to participate in.
Okay, so you mentioned the typical components of a trial. This is a mock trial, and you mentioned the word case a couple times. So I'm going to ask Reagan, let's talk about the case. What does that mean?
So the case that we are presented with is just like a case you would see in an actual trial. It'll be one side versus the other. In this case, we did have a criminal case. So it was State v. Kolsky, and it was a criminal trial specifically about a bombing that had happened in a school at a science center that had caused the loss of life of an individual. And we were trying to figure out what the charges were, and the charges on the table for us were first and second degree murder, criminal mischief in the first degree, arson in the first degree, and manslaughter. And these cases are fictional, so they are written by the Alaska Bar Association and then presented to the different teams, like Sarah said, in about November, and then you get to go through a giant binder of material with all of the affidavits, evidence, and rules, and then you get to sort through that and figure out how you're going to handle your case.
So how you handle the case. So Aiden, of course, I'm going to ask you now about handling the case. So you were up in Anchorage with a number of other teams from other schools, and tell me a little bit what that was like.
Yeah, so we obviously, by that time, we'd have everything sorted out. So we split our numbers into two teams just because we have enough people to do that. And we were on the A team. So we had three witnesses, two of which are in this room. That's me and Sarah. And then we had a third one, Liam Laybourn. And then we had our team of attorneys. That includes Reagan, a guy named Francis Myers, and Angela Bachna. And so we go there. And it's just two straight days of competition. You get there right in the morning, and then you're sequestered off into a room with another team from the opposing pool. And then basically random 50-50 what side you're going to get. So defense.
So what are those, and those sides are?
Defense and prosecution.
Okay.
Defense, we were trying to defend the guy that had allegedly blown up a science center. And on the prosecution, we were trying to get him dead to rights. It's just a lot of fun. We go through all three witnesses for each side. You go up one by one, and you get to be questioned by your attorney. These questions we've set up beforehand to make our side look as good as possible. And then after that, the opposing counsel's attorney comes up, and then they grill you. And so we've run a bunch of things to try to get out of those questions that we know that they're going to ask. Usually works out, but sometimes they get us on some pretty damning stuff.
Okay. So, Sarah, I'll ask you, there's a judge in the room, too. So what does the judge, what's the judge's involvement in this trial?
So when you're in a trial, there is the presiding judge, and they're the ones that are responding to all of the objections. So when either our side's attorneys or the other side's call for an objection, then the judge is the one who ultimately rules on that objection, like overruled or sustained.
So give me an example. What might be an objection?
One very common objection is hearsay, which is a very difficult concept, and in principle, basically, it's like an out-of-court statement being used to prove the truth of the matter, which is basically you can't have a he said, she said situation. And there were a lot of examples of that in this case. There were a couple of times where it would be a battle between two opposing attorneys trying to get their evidence in versus trying to keep it out, and the judge is the one who ultimately rules on that. In addition to the judge, there also are two jury members who are typically lawyers that will come in and they will just observe the trial. And those two jury members along with the judge are the ones who ultimately rule on guilty or not guilty at the very end.
Okay. So, Reagan, you were an attorney as opposed to you two people on either side of you here who are witnesses. So what's your plan of attack? What's your strategy? And how did you prepare to be an attorney?
So as an attorney, what we do is we usually work separate from the witnesses at first, and we look at the case material and we go through each affidavit and highlight any information that could favor one side of the case over the other. And then we usually enter that into like a Google Doc and we have all the information we need out, and then we kind of pick through that and pick the best things because we have a very limited amount of time. Unlike a real case, which can take weeks or sometimes even months, our cases are only about like an hour or more long. So we have a very limited amount of time for each side. You have about, I think it is 4 or 5 minutes on direct and then about like 3 minutes on cross typically.
Okay, tell me what that means.
So for direct, that is when you are asking a witness from your own side some questions, laying some foundation for the case. And it would be like if I asked Sarah, like, oh, could you tell us your name and where you work? So foundational questions like that. On the cross-examination side, you're asking the other team's witnesses questions to try and make their side look bad. You're trying to build up your own side, and you're also trying to find damning evidence against that other side. So these cannot be leading questions. They can only be yes or no. So it's like, did you go to the store on Sunday, last Sunday of April? It would be something like that.
Okay. So how about you, Aiden? What about your strategy as a witness? And I understand you got some special recognition at the Anchorage Championships.
Yeah, I got the Outstanding Witness Award, which is just the judges and the panel of jury just said that my performance as a witness was pretty outstanding multiple times. Preparation for witnesses is really different than attorneys. We have these multi-page affidavits that we have to sift through and memorize. So you're doing a lot more acting when it comes to witness. You're portraying a character. So we spent the first couple months just sifting through, getting everything in there, and then we worked with our attorneys to develop questions based on the affidavit, just getting in all the important stuff, like if you were the main witness, the important stuff would be your alibi and that kind of stuff, and personal beliefs. I personally played the campus security officer on the prosecution. So I was portraying the story that the kid had blown up the science center. And I was the responding officer on the case and everything. So that was a lot of fun to play that sort of guy. But then on the defense, we did a really interesting thing where I played sort of a second suspect, basically. There was this other guy who was in the science center at the same time that it blew up, slightly before it blew up, that had a lot of evidence connecting it to him, but the prosecution never went after him. So halfway through my questioning with my witness, he brought up some evidence that put me at the scene, and I really didn't want that on the floor. So it got to the point where I was arguing with the guy on my team to try to make myself look bad. So there's multiple levels. But no, it's a lot of fun. You get to do a lot of acting, a lot of performance up on there. And I've played both a attorney and a witness in my time with mock trial, and I gotta say, much prefer the witness, but both do have their strengths.
Yeah, and it could be different. You did, I think, 6 trials during the championship, so it could definitely be different because you don't know what evidence or what approach each opposing team is going to take.
Yeah, definitely. You gotta really adapt.
Wow, fascinating. So this now fourth straight championship qualifies you to go to nationals. Are you planning on going to the national competition?
Unfortunately, we have too many people that are involved with spring sports and spring activities, and so we will not be going to the national competition this year. I don't believe that Mock Trial has gone to the national competition in the past several years. I don't remember the last time that they actually went.
Well, gosh, well, we are out of time, so congratulations to all three of you. We should probably shout out your coach.
Yes.
Who wants to do that?
Shout outs. Thank you, Mr. Wayne. You the best. Glad you're retiring. Enjoy it.
Well, he did retire and came back just to help you guys out.
Thank you to Judge Browning. Thank you to,
also, Annika, both Judge Browning and Annika were huge parts in helping us prepare for the trial and definitely helped us with the logistics and actual, law that we need to deal with. We would also like to thank, Rich Krupa, our activities director at the high school, for making all of this possible. And we'd also like to thank Ms. Charbonneau, who is one of the teachers at Sitka High School, who also acted almost like an assistant coach for us this year, really helping us in that preparation.
Great. Well, we could talk about this for a lot longer. I'm sorry we're out of time. All the best to you. And one of you is graduating. Aiden, you're graduating. The other two of you are going to stick around here in Sitka for another year or more. So we'll look forward to maybe hearing about mock trial, the fifth straight one. Next year. That would be amazing. So you've been listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. We've been speaking with Sarah Todd, Reagan Wingard, and Aiden Lafreniere from Sitka High School about their championship win at the mock trial championships in Anchorage earlier this year. Thanks so much for tuning in. The time is 8:28. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka.